Adolescence is so much more than just a physiological definition. We've also got the cognitive dimension that needs to be considered. So acquiring the ability to reason and think enables a young person to use symbols, abstractions, and complex problem-solving strategies in their thinking. So from this perspective, children come to develop thinking processes that are independent of just the concrete and observable objects in the immediate environment to include much more abstract thoughts and what we call metacognition, which is thinking about thinking. And an example of metacognition is, what was I thinking about when I did that? That's something that really occurs later on in a child's life. So these young people are thought to be changing fundamentally as they leave childhood for adolescence. And you can see in the little graphic I've got here, it shows brain changes that occur as the brain develops from childhood to young adulthood.